Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as it is, now we go to the area of expertise. Are these my guest's area of expertise? This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Good afternoon, sir.
How do you do?
So, just so I know, just so for my own edification, I contacted Joe earlier today, and I was like, Joe, are you good for today? And Joe sends me a text saying, I'm good as long as my tongue doesn't get chopped off or the weather doesn't improve for hunting. I've never been to Nebraska. Which is the more likely scenario that would interrupt my afternoon?
The weather, definitely.
Okay. I was just trying to imagine who would get close enough to Joe Chambers to chop off his tongue.
No one that has any common sense.
That's what I would think. I would imagine, in your time with as many people as you've dealt with, like I've been watching the videos of Chuck Pressburg here lately. You know, I know what Steve's like. Don't know too much about Jared yet, but I suspect he's no less capable. I would imagine that over this time, amount of times you've been doing this and the amount of guns you've shot and tested and all these other things, you're probably a rather formidable opponent in a gunfight, eh?
Me?
You.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess some would maybe say that. I know Kevin said the other day he enjoyed watching me shoot. I was shooting that gun that he built with no sights, and I went 8 for 8 at 50 yards with no sights on a half-side silhouette. And he was like, holy crap, dude. How do you do that? And I says, well, I shot literally probably 1.5 million rounds in the last 14 years. At some point, you just get good at shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it, really, Bill. At some point, you just get better.
So, I mean, having thought that, having considered that and everything else, I mean, I'm coming to this point now. Like, for the longest time, I was looking for a holster for my chambers. And I'm curious about this, too. Will the chambers 45 that I get, which will be a single stack, on the slide, will that be the same geometry as the double stack?
Yes.
WMG. So the holster I have for the WMGC will work with the WMG single stack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So here I've been going all along with all this stuff all these times, and I've just been like, I can't find a duty holster for these guns, right?
Right.
And this past week, I just said to myself, well, how bad do I need one of those? Because I'm not going to be on duty anytime soon. In the event that I had to deploy, if I ever have to put on a gun belt and go outside the house, I'm going to be quite aware of what's going on outside the house. Because not only will I have on a gun belt and a gun, I'll probably have a backpack, I'll probably have a rifle, and I'm not going out on patrol or something. I'm probably going up there to get what I can from the Walmart store before it's completely looted.
Right. In
that event. So, I mean, over this course of time, when I was in the military, the 1911 holsters we had were just basic flap holsters with a friction pinch on a nub, a metal nub. Mine was a tanker's holster, but then you had the belt holsters as well.
Right.
And I've just sort of decided, hey, I think I'm going to build a gun belt based upon what I'm likely to carry versus what I think I should carry. I mean, is that, do you come to those kind of conclusions with certain things you do?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go about it. I mean, I've got to get a new gun belt, like a training belt. I think there's two situations. I think you have a gun fighting rig. It's like your training belt. You know, for me, that's a double web belt with a Velcro inside. You know, Velcro inner belt with my Safariland retention holster and my mag pouches and all that crap, my IFAC and my dump pouch and all this, so I can go take classes. Or in case the end of the world comes, I can put that rig on and go to work.
Right.
And then I have my going to town rig, which is my Mean Gene, you know, polymer reinforced belt and my Tenacore holster that I put on and off and no mag pouch. I do have one of those nifty little magnet clip things that, you know, if I'm going into Lincoln or something, I can throw a backup, you know, mag on into my pocket or whatever.
Right.
But got that from Fisher. But yeah, I mean, that's how I roll. I got a box of holsters, and some of them are really great, some of them are meh. And I find that each gun that I have has a specific holster that it's used with.
Right.
And I leave them in those holsters so that, you know, you're like, hey, you know, Joe, let's go do this. And I'm like, all right, let me grab this gun. It's daytime. I don't need a flashlight on the gun, so I grab the Eddie or the 38 Super. Hey, man, you know, let's go to the movie or whatever. Let's go bowling. All right, nighttime. I'm going to grab the Night Fighter, the Night Stalker, the Light Fighter, one of the guns that has a light on it. And off we go. And each one of them is already in the holster, so I just throw it in the pants and roll.
The gun belt that I'm using, or going to use, is from the now defunct High Threat Concealment.
Okay.
And it's a pretty decent belt. Their belts were designed to be worn under a sport coat, so this one is has got three mags for AR. It's got two mags for pistol. It's got a pistol holster, and it's got a trauma kit. It don't have a dump pouch on it. But when I'm envisioning all this stuff, I mean, like, what I got to do now is I got to take the holster that's on it off, and I've got a holster that will work for the WMG and get that one on there.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
yeah.
I've got belts that go through the belt loops that I can wear on a daily basis, but I mean, some of these guys that run around here, like, you know what? I'll talk about this in the next segment, because we're coming up on the next segment, and I need to point out where people would find you. To find out the kind of guns that Joe builds, you need to go to ChambersCustom.com. To find out what that looks like, to find out what those guns look like. Well, I put up a few reviews about three of his guns. Numerous other people have as well. Joe does himself at Chambers Custom, his YouTube page. You're entering rarefied air of a type that nobody else occupies. Nobody else occupies. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Joe Chambers from ChambersCustom.com. Not Doe Chambers. He kills does whenever they're within sight of him. In the event, have you been seeing all the rumblings out there right now?
About?
Well, I mean, a lot of things are being revisited. You remember in 2008, Barack Obama got out of there and wanted to have a civilian defense force. And during Trump's years, he was never able to deal with that because he was having to deal with everything else. He was constantly, he had people constantly coming at him in every corner. So he never got to deal with that. So those arsenals are still, you know, the post office still has a SWAT team, and the IRS still has weapons and ammunition as well. And there is talk now out there in the ether, if you listen to it enough. There's talk now that this is something that Biden would want to employ. Additionally, we got obviously deep state leftist social justice warriors in charge of the Defense Department. It's a very interesting time to be a normal conservative American nowadays. And this is where all this thought of what I'm going to wear and what I'm going to do and all these other things has been coming up. I mean, I've been on a crash diet. I've been on a crash rehabilitation effort and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried, but at the same time, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
I do have one thing. I do have one thing in my favor. I have the largest population of military retirees, military veterans, spec ops guys in my corridor, in my little neck of the woods in the southeast, than anywhere else.
Yeah.
So in the event that something does pop, then all of a sudden, all these military veterans, and the military veterans are awake now. They are fully cognizant of what's going on. After they had, some of them had to go back to Afghanistan and get people out of there on their own with nobody to call. They did it anyway. So, what were your thoughts? Right. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, it's okay. Oh no, I look at that kind of stuff and I'm like, here's the thing. Have you been watching any college football games?
No, I don't watch college football games. What am I missing?
But you do know the news about the college football games and the new most popular chant of college football games, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do know those, yeah. Yeah, I do. Which I find interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
Why? What's interesting about it?
Well, you would think that
people do not like it. He is not the most popular president ever elected.
No.
Period. And the Democrats, since you're getting me off on this topic, here we go.
Here we go.
I'll be careful.
Please.
The Democrats have 13 more months to achieve the goal that they wanted to start working on 5 years ago when they thought Hillary was going to win and Trump won. Trump screwed up their plans, you see. And so they have 13 more months to bring us into socialism. What is the easiest way to bring a populace who is heavily armed and cannot be swayed with force into socialism, Bill?
Well, there's a few ways. They can do it with health.
One way.
Oh, okay. What would one way be?
There's only one way.
Okay.
And that is, cause the downfall of capitalism.
Cloud and pivot.
If you crush the economy and you cause the downfall of capitalism, then all the socio-communists can sit back and go, see, it didn't work. We tried to tell you this wouldn't work, even though it's worked for 270 plus years. We tried to tell you it wouldn't work. And so now let Big Daddy give you what you need.
Well, that's sort of
trying to do.
That's what they're trying to do with COVID. Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's what they're trying to do with COVID. That's what they're trying to do with the economy overall. I mean, look at all the ships sitting off the coast of San Francisco that can't get in and unload their supplies.
Yep.
You know, and people are talking about worried about food shortages. Last year, October 2020, I always fill up our propane tanks for winter in October because that's when the dip happens. And last year, I paid 89 cents a gallon for liquid propane.
Right.
This year, I called today. I says, hey, what's the cash price for bulk gas for bulk propane? $2. $2.
Yep.
If that ain't enough to piss you off, you know, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are worried about all kinds of silly stuff, like, oh, the IRS has an armory. Whatever. You think the IRS is going to send a stack of armed dudes to your house? No. But the government will crush the economy if they can get away with it. And right now they are. And they got 13 months, roughly, give or take, to get her done, to crush the economy completely, and convince the American populace that, see that? See there? Didn't work. Capitalism didn't work. So
yeah.
Let us provide.
They're definitely trying to do that now. I mean, last year, you know, they were talking about paying everybody a living wage just to stay home.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's nonsense.
Well, it's Cloward and Piven nonsense. It's Cloward and Piven nonsense. It's basically the same way they do with drugs. Right? They create a need and then they crush you after they've created the need. So
absolutely.
So I don't know. I know this infrastructure bill, they were trying to push a bunch of this stuff, as much money as they're wanting to push right now, which is, you know, if they were to push what they got right now, you're talking probably $6 trillion. He hasn't been in office for a year yet, $6 trillion. Right. And, you know, it's very transparent. And you know what? We'll talk about their problems when we get back. Joe is the he's created mine behind Chambers Custom. It is a gun shop with no peer. There are people that build guns that look a little bit like what he does. Nobody builds a gun that does what his guns do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States will send 17 million doses of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines to the Africa Union. President Biden making that announcement during a White House meeting with the president of Kenya.
The United States has donated 2.8 million doses of vaccine to Kenya as part of a 50 million doses we've donated to the African Union.
Biden adding the two countries will continue to cooperate on various programs
to advance peace and security and the fight against climate change.
Moderna's COVID booster was recommended for seniors and certain high-risk people by an FDA advisory panel. A decision by the agency could come within days. Stocks rallying on Thursday, bolstered by better-than-expected earnings and economic data, the Dow gaining more than 500 points. This is USA Radio News. Another NASA mission is set for this weekend. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NASA's newest asteroid mission called Lucy, a spacecraft targeting space rocks that orbit ahead and behind Jupiter, is ready to begin its journey. Lucy's prime mission is nearly 12 years long. During that time, Lucy will travel almost 4 billion miles, making 3.5 giant loops around the sun. The launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida is scheduled for Saturday at 5:34 a.m. Eastern.
Lucy's 23-day launch window opens October 16th, and there will be a one-hour opportunity to launch every morning during that period. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says gas prices will continue to rise in the coming days. DeHaan saying multiple factors like issues with the United States supply chain and the natural gas issues in Europe will see the price of oil keep rising. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University, but I mean, I think it's important to talk about some of the things that are going on. And just to illustrate that, I mean, Joe's a deep thinker. He thinks about these things. He's not just another pretty face. I know you get accused of that every day, don't you? Well, Heidi does, I'm sure. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. See, here's the thing, and we were just talking about Cloward and Piven. Now, Cloward and Piven is a philosophy where they're going to take the economy and crash it. Which they tried this in a little micro experiment in New York City with welfare. Anybody that could remotely qualify under any one of the qualifications outlined in welfare went out there and signed up for welfare, and they crashed the New York City economy, and they went into bankruptcy. Now, what's supposed to arise from this, of course, is we're supposed to go into some sort of a schism like in Venezuela, where they were chasing the giraffes down the street with two pieces of bread and some mustard spread on them, trying to catch them to kill the, you know, have a zebra sandwich and drink water out of the sewers, because that's how low the economy went. That's sort of a problem here, isn't it? Yeah. That'd be very difficult to actually take that for you. I mean, you probably could self-sustain for how long?
A minute.
A minute?
Yeah.
Don't want to give that away, I guess, huh?
let's just put it this way. I won't go hungry.
That's the main thing. I mean, that's the main thing is in self-sustainment. Hunger and warmth. You know, not getting too exposed and everything. And thirst, of course, yeah. But, I mean, you probably got a water source there on your farm, right?
Yeah, we have a river. We have a well. So, I mean, there's an abundance of food around places. So, yeah, I mean, Venezuela this week just dropped off a couple of zeros off of their currency. Did you know that?
I did not. How many zeros did they drop?
Several. They're trying to boost their currency so you don't have to take a wheelbarrow of money to go buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I see Biden. He's driving inflation up and everything else. But the biggest problem that I foresee for them is that there's too many governors beginning to push back against them. The federal government really sits in a very precarious position because they produce nothing.
Right.
Nobody that works in Washington, D.C. produces anything.
Right.
They're all recipients of taxpayer money. And what's to keep a governor from shutting that off?
Right.
What's to keep a governor from walling up his state? I mean, you know, Texas, I believe, when they joined the union, they actually have some caveat there to where if we get tired of this, we can get out too. A lot of people talking secession in the United States. A lot of people wanted a divorce from the federal government.
Yeah, if you think the feds are going to allow that, you've lost your mind.
Well, I don't know how the feds would stop it. They're not going to allow. They would never allow the dissolution of the union. They're not supposed to.
No.
However, I just don't know how they would stop it. Well, therein lies the problem, though, Joe. Most of our military projection of force is the Navy and the Air Force. Navy's out. Navy's not going to attack you. The Air Force, guess what? All of this infrastructure and the grid and all the roads, all these other things, well, they need that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be getting out here creating craters in the middle of the highways. What about these states that actually produce food? How are they going to stop them?
That's what people always forget about is the breadbasket. Those of us here in the middle,
yep,
we're not playing that game,
right? See, I know what a lot of people say they would do, but I mean, in the end. Right now, the civilian force one of the civilian forces, if they've actually got weapons, outnumbers the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have that one thing that makes a Marine Corps special, which is Marine Corps training. I guess they've got guns and bullets, but they don't have the things to go with them. So, while I concur with you, I think they are going to try. They're trying to crash the economy. It's not working quite as hard or as bad as they wanted it to, because it is so. They were better off when they were out there pretending like they had friends on the other aisle.
Yeah.
Now that they've thrown off their catcher's mask and we get to see how ugly they really are. Nobody's really interested in doing too much with them. And do you know how many Democrats want to secede from the federal government? Percentile-wise. 41%.
Really?
Yeah. See, most Democrats are not leftists. They're a classic liberal, okay, if you want to call them that. There was the classic liberal idea of a Democrat comes from the time back in the 60s when politics was still semi-civilized, and it was, you know, my good friends on the other island, they would actually have a discussion and a debate, and they never got malicious. They never got out there and called for people to get in people's grills and caused violence and all this other stuff. They had a discussion like you and I would, you know, if we were having a disagreement about our favorite NFL team, but we'd still go out and have dinner later.
Right.
So most of you probably got Democrats around you. I'm almost certain they don't want, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm listening. I'm almost certain they don't want to see the country crash as well.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really wants to see it crash. I mean, I just don't think that's a good situation. Well, no, check that. I think there is a certain percentage of politicians that would love to see it crash.
Yeah, but that's
because they think then that they'll be an ultimate power.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they look at situations like Venezuela, Chile, Argentina, Cuba, whatever, and they go, oh, yeah, if it crashes, we'll be in power, we'll have all the money, we'll have all the power, blah, 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 blah. The people of America are not the people of Venezuela.
No.
The Venezuelan population isn't armed to the teeth. Right?
No.
Venezuela isn't split down the middle by the greatest, largest food-producing area in the world. You know, all the Midwest, all the breadbasket has to do is go, nah, we're going to burn our fields this year instead of harvesting them. And screw the coasts. Have fun starving to death and fighting over rats.
Yep. Have fun trying to get out of town.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean,
just imagine if all the corn guys did with all of the gasoline additive they put in from corn. I don't know what that would hit. Hang on for me the last little bit, if you would. Joe is from Chambers Custom. Best pistols made. We're doing a little geopolitics today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University there. 1911 University, that's based upon a weapon that was used, has been used extensively in combat, and that's why we're talking about what we face here in the United States today. Simply because Joe thinks about it. Joe, you have very good, you have a very good political intuitive sense. Anybody ever told you that?
No, but thank you.
Well, you do. I mean, most people don't see certain things. Back during, after Newtown, they did a survey. And 56% of America thought that that kind of a shooting happens all the time. And that tells you right there how many people get all of their news from the TV.
Oh, yeah.
So that also tells you how many people don't see certain things. 56% of America, if you were to tell them, if you were to say Cloud and Piven, they would think that was a publishing house or a legal firm and not a philosophical attempt. You know, that was engineered in the 70s and given a nice dry run. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, I mean, you can really get wrapped around the axle about this stuff if you're not careful.
Well, but I think that is the problem that we, the problem with being conservative is a lot of us are alphas. So a lot of us as conservatives that are alphas that get wrapped up in some of this stuff, we get wrapped up in a bit of a distraction. Do you see that happen from time to time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very easy to get wrapped up in distraction. You know, and watching what's going on in the world around you, and you're like, oh, man, it's getting bad. But the best thing a person can do, it's like, you know, recently this week I decided after a year of watching it and studying and listening to friends and talking to people, I decided to get into cryptocurrency. You know, I started trading some crypto.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sitting here watching it while we're on the radio. And yesterday, well, this morning, I was up on my account. I don't have a lot invested, but I was up $1,400. Right now, I'm down $223. Well, it'd be easy for me to go, nah, screw it. I'm selling everything.
Right.
You know, and get out and take a loss and start over. But you got to look at the long-term game, and that's what the Democrats have done. They've played this is the long game from the 50s and 60s. You know, this has been their goal the whole time, the last 50
right.
years, or 60 or 70 years now, you know, is to bring this country to its knees. Because, again, they think that if they bring the country to its knees, they're going to be in power. But they forget about the 100 million-plus people who are gun owners that are like, nah, fam, we ain't doing that. You know, I mean, I think the only reason that people have been so civil and peaceful right now is because they have too much to lose. But if you turn this country into a Venezuela, there are going to be a whole lot of dudes out there that go, screw it, I got nothing to lose.
Right.
And they do work. And that work, you know, is not work that people will like.
No, they won't like it very much at all.
Yeah,
and I guess the presumption would be that this is where the problem for the leftists comes in, I think, because they're presuming a lot of stuff about law enforcement and the military that is probably not going to hold true.
Right.
But the other problem that they're about to face, and you know, they're looking at a case in the Supreme Court right now, which has to do with bearing arms, and even Dershowitz, who is no one's gonna accuse Alan Dershowitz of being Captain Caliber when it comes to guns.
Right.
Is saying that the spike in crime that has happened under the Democratic watch, which they were trying to do this to try to get more gun control, he believes this is going to lead to a Supreme Court decision to allow more bearing of arms in public. And if they do that in the Supreme Court, guess what? Shall issue goes away.
Right.
I've always said I'm not going to New York City and walking around and going to B&H photo until I can carry a gun in New York City. And now that might actually be something that happens.
Right.
And this is the problem the left, this is what they face, because there's not that many of them. Not that many leftists in the coastal enclaves. And the ones that are there are very dependent on things coming to them from people in your region.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you can cut that off anytime you want to. Their power comes from outside the region. Their water comes from outside the region. Their food is trucked in. I mean, from a strategic point of view, they're playing a really big fool's game. It makes me wonder. I used to think, okay, they're educated and just misguided. Now I just think they're idiots.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. The long game is not what they think it's going to be.
No, that's the problem.
You know, because I think, and this is the politicians' fault, right? The Republican politicians, by and large, have been a bunch of limp-wristed, ne'er-do-wells. So when I say ne'er-do-well, people go, oh, wow, you know, they haven't done us wrong, but they have. And they have through their complacency.
Yep.
Many, 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 many times over the years, since Bill Clinton to now, the Republicans have had majority and have had the opportunity to go, yeah, nah, we ain't doing it like that. We got the majority. We're going to do what we want. But they're a bunch of limp-wristed sissies, and they're too concerned with the optics of being tough to their rivals.
Right.
Right. Well, what they ought to be looking at is what the optics of being tough look like to their constituency. To those of us out there on the side who voted for these dirtbags, we're looking at it going, we'd like for you to be tough, please. Because the Democrats don't play by the rules. They don't play fair. So we don't care if you play by the rules. We want our way because we voted you in. And our way truly works. Capitalism works.
Yep.
But the Republicans in the government, they go, we're just gonna wait. Well, every day they wait, we get screwed. And that's disgusting.
Right now, I see that everybody's getting on McConnell because they say he caved on the debt ceiling. And, I don't see, to be honest with you, the debt ceiling is going to go up anyway.
Right.
And once again, we're distracted by the part where we're saying, see, McConnell, I don't like some of the stuff he does, but McConnell is a knife fighter politically. He does have his moments without a doubt. But, I mean, he's, of the Republicans that are there, he's the most savvy, and he's the one that is able to deal with the most stuff in multiple situations. So some of the rest of these guys, but anyway, we're going to run out of time.
He's savvy enough to line his own pockets.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different conversation for a whole nother day, sir. They're all guilty of that stuff. They're all guilty of that. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Yes, indeed. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.